Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat, 753 and a quarter, down 8 1/4. Soft July, 657 and a half, now 657 and a quarter, down 7. July corn, 475 and a half, up 1. September, 473 and a quarter, up 3/4. December, 472 and 3/4, up 1. Go out to July at 15, 493 and a quarter, up 1/2. July soybeans, 1523 and a half, up 18 1/4. September, 1325 and a quarter, now 25 and a half, up 18 1/4. November, 1270 and a half, up 17. July soybean meal, 503, up 490. July soybean oil, 4104, up 57 cents. June live cattle, 138.22 and a half, now 25, down 2 and a half. May feeders, 189.10, down 10. And the August, 196.32 and a half, and they're down 20. June lean hogs, 118.35, down 157 and 1/2.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Dave.
Well, the meal market is red, red, red hot with a 5 handle in front of the nearby contract. That's pulling up July soybeans, and then that's pulling up November soybeans, which is where you and I often talk. And we have actually hit objectives that you set, well, I think it's probably been a month or so ago when we were looking at the possible upside for Novi beans, and we're there today.
Yeah, and I think we're going higher yet. If I remember correctly, Sue Martin out of the Beef House Outlook, I think last spring, said that she thought November beans could make new contract highs sometime this year, and I think she's right on target. And the contract high is something like 1333. So. With today's action, we've at least gotten within about 40 cents or something like that, or 45 cents of it. So, I think she's going to end up, being the star of the Beef House Outlook Conference, Dave.
Well, if you begin to look at that November chart and really dream big, I mean, it reads something across higher than $16. Doesn't it?
Well, but you got to take one step at a time.
Right.
You can't go up to the 21st floor right away. It takes a while to get up there, especially as old as I am anymore. But no, I think what we're seeing here, we'll have to see how we close out the day, and then how we finish out the week. But I mean, the way I'm viewing the bean chart is we're breaking out of that sideways pattern that we began to develop once we broke out of the uptrending channel here a few weeks back. So, you know, I look at the lead futures contract that we've kind of traded sideways here for about 6 weeks, and now we're, you know, punching our way into new highs for the year in here. Now, it's not a real clear breakout yet on lead beans. We need to really, you know, post some strong closes mm-hmm. above this previous high, I think, here, which was about 1532, and I think today we're trading at 35, but we've had a high of like 36 3/4. But you go over and take a look at the November beans.
Mm-hmm.
We've been kind of in this 1210 1250 trading range for several weeks, and then with today's move on up into this 1277 area, that's a clear breakout of that sideways pattern. And I think if you want to swing a move off of that late March low of, I think, like 1665, you can maybe read a number maybe as high as 1390, or I mean 1290 something, and I think that's probably the next hurdle or the next step up that we see in November soybeans, or at least what I can visualize on November soybeans. On the lead futures chart, if July would be able to really punch its way above its 521 high, mm-hmm. And kind of clear that, I think that kind of opens up the door maybe for something like 1616, I think is what I kind of figured here this morning. But we do need to maintain today's advance into the close, and then we need to see some strong follow-through. But when you make new highs for the year, that's not bearish by no means.
Mm.
But you're going to finish the rally at new highs for the year. That's what's scary. But when you make new highs for the year, we took out that double top formation that kind of sent us into kind of a sideways correctional move. Beans have been able to kind of hold their 24% retracement level, so that was a very minimum correctional decline that we saw in the soybean complex. And now we're, you know, breaking out of that sideways pattern. And it's kind of, I mean, it's all demand driven. Today's export sales showed no cancellations. And in fact, we sold 6 million bushels of beans.
Right.
So now we've got the total commitments up here at 1649.
That's 3% higher than the year, right?
And USDA, I think, in their latest estimate was using 1,600, maybe.
Yeah.
Or we're 50 million above what USDA mapped out on the balance sheet a couple weeks ago. And the way the crush pace is going, that's probably needs to be bumped up about 25 million. So there's 75 million bushels worth of demand that USDA has not accounted for. And that includes 90 million bushels of imports. So if you'd add 75 on to 90, then we, in order to keep the balance sheet balanced, then we need to kind of import maybe 160 million bushels of soybeans. And I don't think very many people think that we can import 90. So the function of the market is to somehow get those sales move to the new crop year, which will be bullish November. It will probably be negative the front month sometime, but if that spread gets wide enough, it'll be attractive enough for a lot of the old crop buyers of beans to take a $2 profit or a $3 profit and just move it, just postpone the shipments for a couple months. So that's probably what's going to happen somewhere here down the road. So the old crop bean is, you know, is playing with fire on the bull spread, because you never know when that is going to crack.
Mm-hmm.
But at least for right now, we're building, you know, demand is outgrowing USDA supply-demand balance sheet, and the market has to reflect a tightening balance sheet.
And we just have just a few moments. I just wanted to ask you quickly, are you encouraged by today's trading action in December corn that we might be finding something close to a bottom?
Well,
sideways
that's
market.
My guess, and I guess a guess is a guess is a guess.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look at the retracement levels that we've corrected here off of the winter-spring advance, they're all still within the confines of a bull market correction.
Okay.
And if corn can hold in here, get some traction, if corn could maybe pull out a moderately higher close here today, that would put an outside reversal on the table for December corn. right at the 50% retracement level. So I do think that corn could be beginning its next leg up in prices that could take us to new highs for the year.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.